各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with, be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天下午安息日在这边来聚会。
We thank the Lord that on the Sabbath afternoon we can come have service here.
一起敬拜神。
To worship God together.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May Lord Jesus bless everyone.
这一次因为在喜乐坡有这个成人神训班
This time because we have the National Adult Theological Seminar at Hillsboro Church.
所以下午就安排到我们伊丽莎白教会。
So this afternoon I was assigned to lead the Elizabeth service.
那我们下午来谈一谈百年灵恩世纪传承。
So this afternoon, let us look at the topic of 100 years of grace and spirituality, a succession of faith.
在今年2017年
In 2017, this year,
是我们真耶稣教会传教100年
This is the 100 year anniversary of the True Jesus Church preaching the gospel.
我们有一些国家跟总会有安排一个时间来举办这个百年感恩的聚会。
And some of the countries, along with General Assemblies and the IAs, arranged for a time to have a special centennial service.
这一年当中，比如说印尼、马来西亚、沙巴他们也蛮活络的。
And during this year, for example, for the churches in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore.
但是百年我们不是在庆祝。
They had a very big services, but for this 100 years, we are not celebrating.
我们是心存感恩。
But we hold a heart of thanksgiving.
来思想神的恩典。
To think about the grace of God.
跟我们信主的过程。
And also how we have come to believe in the Lord.
我们可能是上一代就把信仰传给我们。
Perhaps we received our faith from the previous generation.
或者你自己认识耶稣来信主的。
Or maybe we came to know Lord Jesus and believe in the Lord on our own.
但是在我们的信仰的过程里面。
But throughout the process of our faith,
这都是神的拣选。
We see that this is the election of God.
百年以人来看，时间并不长。
From the standpoint of man, 100 years of time doesn't seem very long.
所以有些人会这样说。
So that some people say,
你们真耶稣教会才100年，我们好几千年了。
Some people might say, the True Jesus Church has only preached for 100 years. Our church has preached for thousands of years.
但是我们要认识一个观念。
But we have to understand a concept.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章第七节。
Verse 7.
希伯来书十三章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
从前引导你们传神的道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样。这两节圣经告诉我们。
In verses 7 and 8, the Bible tells us.
第七节说，我们的信仰是以前的人来传给我们。
In verse 7, it tells us that our faith was passed on to us by people before us.
他们有的还活在世上，可能有的已经不在。
And some may still be living on the world, some may have passed already.
但是他们的信心，他们的美德，也是值得我们去想念。
But their faith and their virtues are worthy of our remembrance.
还有他们在信仰上留下的榜样。
And the example of faith that they had left.
但是我们知道人都会过去。
But we know that people will always pass.
就是一百年也是会过去。
100 years will also pass.
但是这边第八节讲。
But in verse 8 it says,
耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们如果从旧约到新约,
If we go from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
从会幕到圣殿,
from the tabernacle to the temple,
从使徒时代的教会到今天真耶稣教会,
from the apostolic church to the true Jesus church,
那我们知道信仰是以圣经的真理为基础,
we know that the foundation of faith is the Bible.
那我们今天知道过去以色列百姓,
and we know today that in the past for the Israelites,
包括后来的使徒教会,
including the apostolic church,
他们偏离正路,
eventually they departed from the correct path,
以至于, 这个信仰都偏差,
so that their faith has gone astray.
然后在1517年的时候有马丁路德改教,
and in 1517,Martin Luther started the Reformation.
但是他并没有改得非常彻底，也没有改得很完全。
But he didn't thoroughly and completely reform the church.
那神也很奇妙，在经过四百年。
And we see that God is very miraculous because after 400 years,
就是1917年。
In 1917,
借着圣灵来建立真耶稣教会。
Through the Holy Spirit, the true Jewish church was established.
那这个过程也是非常特别。
And this process is also very special.
所以在灵里面信仰是一致的。
So in spirit, the faith is the same.
但是在历史的过程里面，我们人都只是一个阶段而已。
But through the process of history, we see that each group of people only live in a certain segment.
因为我们每个人都要面对神。
Because all of us have to face God.
所以在属灵的系统上面,
so in a spiritual aspect or system,
这个信仰是永续不断,
we see that faith is continual and it does not break.
但是在人来看, 它是一个阶段性就过去了。
But from a human perspective, it seems like this faith is parsed out in different segments.
所以一代过去, 一代会再来。
So that one generation comes and one generation goes.
我们来看这个生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的31章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记31章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
31章第一节。
Verse 1.
31章第一节
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 1
摩西去告诉以色列众人说我现在120岁了不能照常出入神也对我说你必不得过这约旦河你们的神必引导你们过去将这些国民在你们 面前灭绝你们要得他们的地耶稣亚必引导你们过去正如神所说的，这边告诉我们。
In verses 1-3, it tells us.
摩西120岁。
Moses was 120 years old.
他知道神将要带他走了。
He knows that God was going to take him away.
所以他就去告诉这个耶稣亚。
So he goes and tells Joshua.
说我120岁不能照常出入。
That I am 120 years old.And I can no longer go out and in.
我也没有办法过这约旦河。
And I am also unable to cross the Jordan River.
因为我的时候也到了。
Because my time has come.
那以前我带领百姓过红海。
So in the past, I led the Israelites to cross the
Red Sea. 那现在这个责任就是交托给耶稣亚。
But now this responsibility is entrusted to Joshua.
所以耶稣亚成为摩西的帮手。
So Joshua becomes Moses' helper.
所以摩西死了以后
So after Moses died,
耶稣亚就起来
Joshua rose up.
那神也坚固他的信心
And God also strengthened his faith.
说我要跟你同在
And God told him, I will be with you.
你不要惊慌也不要胆怯
Do not be afraid, do not fear.
因为无论你到哪里去
Because no matter where you go,
我都要跟你同在
I will be with you.
你要刚强壮胆
And be strong and courageous.
所以神也坚固这个耶稣亚的信心
So God strengthened Joshua's faith.
而且对他说你的脚掌所踏之地我都要赐给你
And he told Joshua, wherever your foot steps on, I will give that land to you.
那之后就有耶稣亚记
So after that, we see the book of Joshua.
的第四章
In chapter 4,
我们来看耶稣亚记的第四章
Let's look at Joshua chapter 4.
耶稣亚记第四章
Joshua chapter 4.
十九节
Starting from verse 19.
正月初十，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在吉甲，在耶利哥的东边安营。他们从约旦河中取来的十二块石头， 耶稣雅就历代极假，对以色列人说，日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思啊？你们就告诉他们说，以色列人曾经走干地过这约旦河，因为你们的神在你们的前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如你们的神从前在你们前面使红海干了，等着你们过来一样。哦，要使地上万民都知道啊，神的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏你们的神。哦，这边告诉我们。
So 19 to 24, it tells us.
摩西是带领百姓过红海的。
Moses led the people to cross the Red Sea.
那现在呢，是耶稣亚带百姓过约旦河。
And now Joshua led the people to cross the Jordan River.
那要过约旦河的时候。
And when they crossed to Jordan,
耶稣亚有跟百姓讲。
Joshua told the people,
你要从十二个支派里面，每个支派选一个人。
From the 12 tribes, each tribe has to choose one person.
那每一个人要从河里面来取一块石头。
And each person from each tribe has to choose a stone from the river.
扛在肩上。
And carry it on your shoulder.
啊，然后过河。
And cross the river.
哦，然后坐在这个今天安营的地方。
And where they encamp today.
哦，能够把这十二块石头就立在那里。
That they can put those 12 stones there as a monument.
哦，那可以做证据。
So that it is evidence.
所以十二个支派里面，
so from the 12 tribes,
他们每个支派就派一个人，
each tribe sent one person,
然后从河里面就取一块石头，
and they took a stone from the river.
那当这个祭司抬着约柜，
and when the priest carrying the ark,
脚踩在约旦河，
and their foot stepped into the river,
这个约旦河变干地了，
the river became dry land.
本来河水是涨过两岸的。
Originally, the Jordan River's water rose
现在变成干地可以过了
above the river banks, but now it turned into dry land.
所以他们就把那十二块石头，
so they took the 12 stones,
就立在他们那一天过夜的地方，
and they set it up where they encamped for the night.
然后就留下来做证据，
and they left it there as evidence.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Joshua chapter 4, verse 6.
这些石头在你们中间可以做证据。日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就对他们说，这些是因为约旦河的水在神的约柜面前断绝。约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的证据。所以今天为什么能够过河？
So how, why were they able to cross the river?
因为神让河水干了。
Because God caused the river to become dry.
这个是一件神迹奇事。
This is a sign, a miracle.
那这些事情，如果下一代可能就不知道了。
And maybe the next generation will not know of this.
所以他们就用石头做证据。
So they chose the stones as a sign and memorial.
每个支派取一个石头。
Every tribe chooses one stone.
以后如果你们的子孙问父亲啊。
So that later on, if your descendants ask their fathers,
这里怎么有这些石头？
Why are there these stones here?
那你们可以告诉你们的子孙。
Then you can tell your descendants.
过去的历史。
The history of the past,
过去的恩典,
the grace you received in the
past, 过去的见证,
the testimony you have of the past,
过去神怎么样带领你们的祖先过约旦河,
how God had led your forefathers to cross the Jordan in the past.
那同样的道理,
and the same teaching applies.
我们可以看到以前摩西带领百姓过红海,
we see that before when Moses led the people to cross the Red Sea,
现在是耶稣亚带百姓过约旦河,
now Joshua led the people to cross the Jordan.
历史的阶段人都不一样,
we see that in different segments of history the people are different.
但是神永远就是神,
but God is eternally God.
他永远在他们当中,
he
并没有改变。
With them forever, he did not change.
所以你说耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都一样。
So we say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
但是从前引导你们把神的道传给你们的人。
But the people who has passed the faith on to us in the past.
你们要想念他们。
You have to remember them.
要留心看他们为人的结局。
You have to see the outcome of their faith.
那同样的道理。
And the same teaching.
我们今天回过头来看教会过去一百年的历史。
Teaches us that when we look back at the 100 years history of the church.
早期圣灵建立教会。
In the early days when the Holy Spirit established the church.
也是按照圣经的应许。
It is according to the promise of the Bible.
跟神的旨意。
According to the will of God.
所以在1917年教会建立之初。
So in 1917 when the church was established.
当时社会环境非常的贫穷。
The society at the time was very poor.
我们早期的工人经济能力也不是很好。
And the early church workers did not do well economically.
他们也没有受外国的资助。
And they did not receive any aid from abroad.
他们只是本着自立自养自传。
But they simply had to feed themselves and also establish themselves and preach the gospel on their own.
那种非常独立的精神。
It was a very independent state of mind.
来传福音。
To preach the gospel.
那当初的工人，他们神也给他们有智慧。
And the workers at the time, we see that God also gave them wisdom.
如果你单单用口传。
If you only preach by your mouth.
你这样一段一段的走。
And you go from place to place.
时间是很有限的。
Your time is limited.
所以他们就想到要用文字传道。
So at that time, they thought of preaching through literary ministry.
所以那时候我们上海的总会。
So during that time, for the General Assembly in Shanghai,
我们有集资弄了一个印刷厂。
We were able to have a publishing house there.
然后印万国更正教报。
And they started publishing a pamphlet that says the Correctional Church of All Nations.
那这个万国更正教报就寄到中国各省份去。
And this is the paper of the Correctional Church of All Churches, was sent to all provinces in China.
当时就有很多虔诚的基督徒。
And at that time, there were many devout Christians.
还有渴慕真道、追求真理的。
And people who sought after the truth.
还有追求信仰的人。
And those who pursued after faith.
他们就来找真耶稣教会。
They came and sought for True Jesus Church.
那也是圣灵在动工。
And the Holy Spirit was working.
神在工作。
God was working.
所以很奇妙。
So it was very miraculous.
信主的人就一直增加。
People who believed in the Lord kept increasing in number.
那我们这个万国更正教报也产生了果效。
And this paper of the Correctional Church of All Nations also was very effective.
湖南的长沙。
In 长沙 and 湖南，
还有福建的福州
，and also 福州 and 福建 province。
有一些基督教，他就拿到这个万国更正教报。
Christians in all these cities received this pamphlet。
他就更正过来
，and they corrected their beliefs and converted。
然后就归真
，and they returned to the truth。
因为我们那个时候传教的精神。
Because of the spirit of evangelism at the time,
不只是自立自养自传
was not simply a spirit of being independent.
我们教会有三大条件
but we see the church has three big requirements.
就是有圣灵
that is the church has to have the Holy Spirit.
教会属灵的条件就是要有圣灵
the spiritual qualification of a church is first it has to have the Holy Spirit.
而且要有真理
it has to have the truth.
那我们传真理的时候
，and when we preach the truth，
传得救的道
，when we preach the gospel of salvation，
那神用神迹随着
，God will follow with signs and miracles。
所以马可福音十六章二十节
，so in Mark chapter 16 verse 20，
就提到这个主耶稣差遣门徒出去
，it records how Lord Jesus。Sent the disciples,
到处宣传福音
and the disciples preached the gospel wherever they went.
主用神迹奇事随着
and God accompanied them with signs and miracles.
来证实所传的道理
to prove and confirm the word that they preached.
所以我们初期的教会很多见证
so our early church had many testimonies.
现在也是有
and it is the same today.
但是我们知道圣灵的工作很奇妙
but we know that the work of the Holy Spirit is very miraculous.
所以神迹奇事显明
so when signs and miracles appear,
那教会就慢慢建立起来
the church was slowly established.
那就像以赛亚书第二章
just like in Isaiah chapter 2,
第二节所讲的
verse 2,
我们来看以赛亚书
let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章
Isaiah chapter 2
以赛亚书第二章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2, starting from verse 2.
末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山高举过一万岭。万民要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。这边讲到锡安跟耶路撒冷，就是讲到属灵的真教会。
This passage mentions Zion and Jerusalem. It talks about this, the spiritual true church.
那这边讲圣山坚立，真道永存。
And it talks about this mountain exalted, is exalted above all the other mountains, and the truth endures.
那也讲到万民流归。
And talks about all nations flow to it.
那就是告诉我们。
It tells us,
主的羊他听主的声音。
That the Lord's sheep will hear his voice.
所以这个也是很奇妙。
And this is also very miraculous.
所以有些基督徒啊，他渴慕真理。
So there are Christians who desire the truth.
他追求圣灵。
They pursue after the Holy Spirit.
那能够领受这个宝贵的信仰。
So that they can receive this very precious faith.
所以有的就归真。
So there are some Christians who come to the truth.
那我们教会有很多这种见证。
And in our church, there are many testimonies like this.
那从1917年开始。
Starting from 1917.
从中国的北京。
Starting from Beijing and China.
就发展到整个中国。
And eventually, the gospel spread throughout the entire China.
所以到了1949年之间。
So to 1949.
中国大概有30万信徒。
There are around 330,000 believers.
那当时也是处在战乱抗日战争的时候。
Believers in China, but during that time, it was the civil war in China.
有时候牧羊也不是很方便。
And to pastor at that time was not very convenient.
但是很奇妙。
But it was very amazing.
在1925年。
In 1925.
就传到台湾。
The gospel was preached to Taiwan.
当初的工人。
And the workers at the time.
他们40天的时候。
Within 40 days,
就建立三个教会。
They established three churches.
那对台湾基督教界也产生很大的震撼。
And it was a great shock to the Christian community in Taiwan.
但是也有基督教他们这样讲。
But there were also Christians at the time who said,
这个教会不到三年就消失了。
This church will not last more than 3 years.
但是神的教会是神在建立的。
But we see that God's church is established by God.
现在我们在台湾也有差不多300间教会。
Now in Taiwan we have around 300 churches.
而且分布各个城市乡村。
And it is established throughout different cities and counties.
到了1926年就传到马来西亚还有新加坡。
And then it was preached to Malaysia and Singapore.
那27年就传到了这个沙巴。
And 1927 it was preached to Sabah.
那到了1931年就是从夏威夷传到我们美国。
And in 1931, the gospel was preached to Hawaii, to the United States.
1932年就传到印度。
And in 1932, it was preached to India.
然后1939年就传到印尼。
And 1939, the gospel was preached to Indonesia.
1947年的时候，二次大战结束了。
In 1947, when the World War II ended,
那当时有日本人就回到日本。
And at that time,
从台湾回到日本。
There were Japanese citizens from Taiwan who returned to Japan.
他们就把福音带回去家乡。
And they brought the gospel home to Japan.
所以也建立了日本的教会。
And they established the churches in Japan.
那隔年就传到韩国。
And the next year, the gospel was preached to Korea.
所以韩国在1948年。
So in 1948,
也来建立了教会。
The church in Korea was established.
那到了1967年的时候。
And in 1967,
当初早期的工人他们有一种这个想法。
The early workers at that time had a thinking.
我们教会要把福音传到普天下。
They thought that we need, as a church, we have to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
不是各自为政。
We don't simply stay in our own area.
应该要联络整齐。
We have to be connected and well organized together.
像诗篇里面所讲的。
Just like how the Psalm describes.
耶路撒冷是联络整齐的一座城。
That Jerusalem is a city that is well fitted and connected together.
所以1967年的时候。
So in 1967.
有写信到各个国家。
They wrote letters to each country.
能够派代表来参加。
And asked them,
这个世界代表大会
and asked each the churches of each country to send delegates to attend a world
delegates
conference. 我们教
会在1946年在南京有开过代表大会
And in 1946, in Nanjing, our church had a delegates conference there.
但是后来因为战乱
but later on because of the wars,
以至于就停顿
it did not continue.
所以隔了这个21年
So after 21 years,
到了1967年才开世界代表大会。
In 1967, that's when we had the World Delegates Conference.
那一年对教会也有很大帮助。
And that year was of great help to the church.
因为它订定了一些条规。
Because the church was able to set,
包括各国在真理上要一致。
Different bylaws for the church, including how all the churches of different countries
如果道理不一致，要一起讨论。
Have to be consistent in the truth they believe in. If there are different teachings, then they have to talk about it.
另外就是圣公要彼此联络。
And the other thing that they discussed was, they have to,
就是要帮助新的开拓地区。
They have to coordinate all the holy work and help any pioneering area.
那这个概念就对大家很有帮助。
And having this concept was very helpful to everyone.
所以到了1967年之后
So after 1967,
我们的福音就开始传到徽州
Our gospel started being preached to the African continent.
然后澳洲、纽西兰也慢慢成立
And the churches were also preached to Australia and New Zealand.
但是工作一段时间之后
But after some time of work,
我们也遇到一些难题
We also faced some difficulties.
所以1997年
In 1997,
在新加坡开世界代表大会
when we had the World Delegates Conference in Singapore,
那时候很多代表就讲
during that time, a lot of delegates said,
如果传福音只有靠联总几个人不能做事
if we only preach the gospel with a few workers from the International Assembly, we couldn't do much.
而且世界这么广大
and the world is so big,
我们人很有限
we have limited workers,
时间空间限制
we are limited by time and space.
人也有恩赐能力体力
And people,
都是有限的
people's talents, their strength is limited as well.
所以大家就共同讨论一个方案。
So everyone discussed to come up with a proposal.
那这个方案就是有总会的地方。
And what they decided on was
要去帮助没有总会的地方。
They decided that those countries with a general assembly should help those areas without a general assembly.
因为有总会的地方，教会数多，信徒够。
Because countries with general assemblies means that they have enough churches,
充足,
enough believers, enough workers.
可以帮助比较需要的地区,
so that they are able to help areas that need more help.
所以那一年就觉得诶很好。
So that year, everyone thought this is very good.
大家就朝这个方向去做。
And everyone worked towards this direction.
所以那时候我们美国总会就分担要帮助中南美洲。
So during that time, the United States GA was assigned Central and South America.
那台湾的总会就要帮助泰国还有越南。
And the Taiwan GA was assigned Thailand and also Vietnam.
还有香港跟日本。
Hong Kong and Japan.
就是就地就近。
So the whatever areas are nearest to the GAs.
那这个沙巴总会就帮助菲律宾。
And the Sabah GA helped with the work in the Philippines.
那马来西亚总会就去帮助印度。
And the Malaysian GA was assigned India.
那印尼它是有总会。
And Indonesia has a General Assembly.
但是印尼是比较特别。
But Indonesia is more special.
它是全世界海岛最多的国家。
Because it is the country with the most islands in the world.
那我们的教会有这个迦南学校。
And our church also owns a school, the Canaan School.
从小学到高中。
It's a school that goes from elementary to high school.
而且还有特别办了一个迦南环球学校。
And they also have a Canaan International School there.
他也教中文，也教英文。
That both has classes in Chinese and English.
而且环境做得很好。
And it's a very good learning environment.
那这个迦南学校跟环球学校。
So the Canaan School and the International School.
它有学生。
Has students.
那印尼是全世界很特殊的回教国家。
And Indonesia is also a very special country that's also Muslim.
尊重每个人的信仰。
Where this Muslim country respects everyone's own faith.
有些国家信的回教是不能信基督教的。
Because in other Muslim countries, if you believe in Islam, you cannot believe in Christianity.
但是印尼是可以的。
But in Indonesia, you are allowed to.
所以迦南学校的学生。
So the students of the Canaan school.
他每个安息日。
Every Sabbath day.
他就要到会堂来上圣经课程。
They need to go to the chapel to have Bible class.
那这个就是我们传福音的机会。
And this is an opportunity for us to preach the gospel.
所以因为有这个机会。
And because we have this opportunity.
我们就把福音传给学生。
We preach the gospel to the students.
那有的学生他毕业以后。
And some students after they graduate.
他也把福音带回他的家乡。
They bring the gospel back to their homes.
我们有几个教会是福音是学生带回去建立的。
We have several churches there that were established because the students brought the gospel back to their homes.
英国跟欧陆的英国总会跟欧陆就帮助徽州了。
And the UKGA and also the European continent helps with the ministry in Africa.
那这样就比较单纯。
So then, this is more simple.
而且能够分工合作。
So that everyone can work together.
也能够就地就近来协助圣工。
So everyone can help with the areas that are nearest to them.
那也不会舍近求远。
And that we will not waste any resources.
那感谢神，就这样，教会就慢慢有一个规模。
And thank God, through this arrangement, the church has more structure.
那虽然每个教会成立的这个时间不一样。
And even though churches are established at different times,
有些还没有到一百年。
And some churches have not been established past 100 years.
但是我们可以知道，教会都是神的恩典在我们身上。
But we can see that in each church, the grace of God is upon us.
如果说以我们伊丽莎白来讲，
if we're just talking about Elizabeth's church,
我们从过去到现在，
from the past to today,
我们如果思想神的恩典，
if we think about the grace of God,
你也可以看到一步一脚印，
you can also see footprints.
它是恩典满路径。
And we see the past footsteps are full of grace.
我们有时候教会的一些工人，
sometimes the workers of the church,
他们虽然有的不在了，
maybe some of the workers are no longer here.
有的年老了，
some are old,
但是他们也像云彩一般围着我们，
but they surround us like a cloud of witnesses.
来诉说这个美好的见证，
to give us wonderful testimonies.
所以有时候你看到教会的周年刊，
so sometimes when you look at the memorial publications of a church,
有的见证都非常好。
Some of the testimonies are very wonderful.
因为他们报福音传喜信的脚踪是何等佳美。
Because how beautiful are the footsteps of those who preach the gospel.
但是我们回过头来想。
But when we look at our past.
这个都是神的恩典。
All of this is the grace of God.
所以叫做百年灵恩。
That's why we say 100 years of grace
and
spirituality.
如果没有神来建立。
Because if God did not establish.
我们人是不能做什么。
As man, we can do nothing.
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalm 127.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalm 127.
第一节。
Verse 1.
若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是神看守城池，看守人就枉然警醒。这篇讲到神的建造。
This talks about the building of God.
跟神的看守。
And also how God guards.
今天我们看到的可能就是这个会堂的建造。
Today, maybe we only see how this chapel is built.
它是一个物质的一个建筑物。
This is a physical building.
但是我们知道教会要有神的建造。
But we know that the church has to be built by God.
有属灵的建造。
We have to be built spiritually.
我们是跟神同工的。
We work with God.
我们看守教会。
When we watch over the church.
也是把教会能够建立起来。
Is also to establish the church.
那我们每一个人。
So that every one of us.
恩赐都不一样。
We have different gifts.
就像保罗讲。
Just like what Paul says.
我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
I water, but Apollo plants.
是神让它生长。
I plant, Apollo waters, but it is God who makes it grow.
所以教会不是人去建立的。
So church is not built by man.
保罗他没有说哪个教会是我建立的。
Paul didn't say I built up which church.
他三次的旅行布道。
But in his three missionary trips,
建立很多教会。
He established many churches.
他在提摩太前书三章十六节说。
But in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16,
说这个教会是神的教会。
But he says the church is the church of God.
是神的家。
It is the house of God.
教会是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
永生神的教会。
It is the church of the living God.
他没有说这个教会是我建立。
He didn't say that I established the church.
他特别说教会是神的家。
He especially says that church is the house of God. 而且
是永生神的教会。
And it is the church of the living God.
它是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
所以保罗他去栽种。
So Paul plants.
后面有一个亚波罗。
But an Apollos follows him.
也有一个巴拿巴。
And also Barnabas.
他们很会浇灌了。
They are very good at watering.
很会安慰劝勉人。
They are very good at comforting and pastoring.
所以对教会的牧羊很有帮助。
So they are of great help to the pastoral work of the church.
那神让他生长。
And God is the one who allows it to grow.
所以教会是神让他生长。
So the church grows because of God.
所以保罗说我们是跟神同工。
That's why Paul says we work along with God.
我们是神所建造的房屋，所耕种的田地。
Paul says that we are the buildings, we are the land that God tills.
所以教会就像一个属灵的房屋啊。
So the church is like a spiritual house.
我们只是一块活石。
And we are just a living stone.
活石来建造这个灵宫。
We are a living stone to build up the spiritual temple.
那我们一起来耕种这个田地。
So, and we can till this ground together.
教会是神的田地。
And the church is also the land of God.
我们栽种以后让它生长。
After we plant, we have to allow it to grow.
也是要浇灌。
We have to water.
所以回顾百年。
So when we think of the past 100 years,
你会看到神的恩典。
We see the grace of God.
在教会里面。
In the church.
其实都非常丰富。
We see that the grace of God is abundant.
我们要常常数算主的恩典。
And we have to constantly count the blessings of God.
那百年之后呢？
So what happens after 100 years?
我们要看到未来。
We have to see the future.
100年已经过去了。
100 years has passed.
但是新的100年是一个新的起点。
But a new 100 years comes before us.
我们教会要重视的是传承的工作。
What the church has to emphasize on is the work of succession.
百年就是一个世纪了。
100 years is a century.
那我们说25年是一代。
And we say that every 25 years is a generation.
你100年经过四五代。
In 100 years, you will go through 4 or 5 generations.
那四五代有些人不在。
And after 4 or 5 generations, some people will not be here.
那新一代起来。
And a new generation rises.
所以年轻的一代要去接棒。
So the younger generation has to take the baton.
年长的已经交棒了。
The older generation has passed the baton.
那年轻的要接棒。
And the new generation has to take hold of the baton.
一个国家，一个民族。
In a country, in a people.
一个社会或者公司。
In a society or in a company.
它都有传承的观念。
We see that they always have this concept of succession.
因为人会过去的。
Because people will pass.
但是什么时候要接棒？
But when,
什么时候交棒？
When do we pass the baton? When do we pick up the baton?
这个不是一天就解决了。
This is not something you decide in a day.
它必须要事先做准备。
It is something you have to prepare for.
有时候是一段长的时间。
Sometimes it may be a long period of time.
所以你看摩西他传承给耶稣亚。
So when we look at how Moses passed the baton to Joshua.
那以利亚传承给以利沙。
And how Elijah passed the baton to Elisha.
主耶稣传福音的时候。
When Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel.
也有他的门徒。
He also had his disciples.
12个使徒。
12 apostles.
主耶稣又拣选70个门徒。
And Lord Jesus also chose 70 disciples.
两个两个出去。
And sent them 2 by 2.
那主耶稣也讲。
And Lord Jesus also said.
要收的庄稼是多的。
The harvest is plentiful.
但是做工的人是少。
But the workers are few.
所以我们要求庄稼的主。
So we have to pray for the Lord of Harvest.
差遣工人出去收他的庄稼。
To send workers to take the harvest.
所以你可以看到教会有三个使命。
So we see that the church has 3 commissions.
第一个就是宣道的使命。
The first is the commission of evangelism.
你教会如果不传福音。
If the church does not preach the gospel.
这个教会没有明天。
This church does not have a future.
只有自己生而已嘛。
Because the church will just be the current membership and its children. You will not have any new members.
所以要传福音。
So you have to evangelize.
第二个就是牧养的使命。
The second commission is the commission of pastoring.
教会的信徒要好好牧养。
The church has to pastor well.
还有训练的使命。
The members and also the commission of training.
你要趁早训练工人。
You have to train workers early on.
包括传道人。
Including ministers, preachers, 包括长职务责人都一样, including any ministers or council members,
平常就要训练,
you have to train them regularly,
让他能够帮助圣工,
so that they can help the holy work.
所以你看保罗他传承给提摩太,
so we see when Paul passes the baton to Timothy,
保罗也告诉提摩太,
Paul also tells Timothy,
你要在各地设立长职,
you have to appoint
培养他们,
elders and deacons in each church, and cultivate them to be examples to the believers.
那保罗他告诉提摩太,
so Paul tells Timothy,
他说你虽然年轻,
he says, even though you are young,
但是你也不要叫人小看你年轻,
but don't let people look down on you because of your
youth. 总要在信心、爱心、言语, 这个清洁上都做信徒的榜样,
but be an example to the believers in word, conduct, love, and spirit.
而且他也勉励他,
and he also encouraged him.
说我按手给你的恩赐能够如火挑旺,
that when I lay my hands on you, stir up the gift.
而且神所赐给人的,
and whatever God has given to you,
不是胆怯的心,
is not a heart of fear,
而是刚强仁爱谨守的心,
but a spirit of courage,
让这个年轻人有信心,
so that this young man can have faith,
而且他不会害怕,
so that he is not afraid,
他觉得说我好像什么都不会,
so he will not feel that he does not know
anything.
So sometimes we have to encourage.
我们台湾有一个淡水教会,
in Taiwan, there is a church in the city of
淡水教会附近有一个大学,
and near 淡水, there is a university.
那因为教会有负责人,
and because the church has some council members,
有时候负责人也是很忙,
who are also very busy,
所以他们就培养这个学生,
so they cultivated the students to lead the church and the work,
有时候也训练他们领会,
the work in the church. Sometimes they also cultivated them to lead services.
那这些学生对他来讲, 在侍奉中学习,
and for these students, they learned in their servitude,
他就会长进,
and they started to grow.
这个也是很一个特殊的环境,
and this is also a very special type of environment.
所以从淡水教会,
so from the 淡水 church,
就有几个青年就现身,
there were a couple
youths
who dedicate themselves to be full-time ministers because they were cultivated in that environment.
所以他就有一种信心啊,
so that they have a faith.
他学习当中就觉得, 他应该有这个心智来当传道工作。
And as they serve, they realize that they have this determination to serve.
所以教会要好好关心青年。
So the church has to take care of its youth.
把这个信仰传承给他。
So that we can pass the faith on to them.
我们来看诗篇78篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm 78.
78篇第一节。
Psalm 78, verse 1.
我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见、所知道，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设立法。 是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙，并且要将使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，我要守他的命令。这边讲到信仰要传承。In
verses 1 to 7, it talks about how faith has to be passed on.
我们说教养孩童走当行的道。
We say that we have to teach our children to walk on the right path.
那他到老都不偏离,
so that even when they're old, they will not depart from it.
你如果他孩子小的时候你不教导他,
if we don't teach our children when they are young,
他会渐渐就远离,
they will slowly depart.
他会跟教会跟神没有关系,
and slowly lose a connection with God and the church.
所以我们要带孩子到神的面前来。
So we have to bring our children before God.
信仰要传承。
We have to have a succession of faith.
我们教会有宗教教育。
In the church, we have religious education.
也是带领孩子。
It is
能够建立信仰。
To help the, to lead the children to establish a faith.
那信仰跟真理是一体两面。
And faith and truth are the two sides of the same coin.
哦，今天我们所信的是谁？
Today, whom do we believe in?
我们的信仰是什么？
What is our faith?
哦，那我们要固守这个真道的奥秘。
We have to stand firm and hold on to the mystery of the truth.
这是得救的福音。
This is the gospel of salvation.
也是真理的道。
This is also the way of truth.
教会既然是真理的柱石和根基。
Since the church is a pillar and ground of the truth.
那这个真理不能动摇啊。
This truth cannot shake.
福音不能更改。
The gospel cannot be changed.
所以保罗传福音的时候，
So when Paul preached the gospel,
他也发现了，
He also discovered
当时的教会里面，
Within the church during that time,
有假师父，
There were false teachers,
也有假先知，
There were also false prophets,
那传另外一种福音，
That were preaching a different gospel,
啊，而且传另一个耶稣，
And preaching a different Jesus,
也另受一个灵啊。
And received a different spirit.
那这个保罗他就警觉到这个问题。
And Paul realized this problem.
所以他写哥林多后书的时候，
So when he wrote 2 Corinthians,
他就特别提到，
He mentioned specifically,
我们要存着纯一清洁的心，
We have to have a pure conscience.
哦，不要心偏向邪。
And a pure heart, and not be leaning towards evil.
诶，保罗写这个信是非常的谨慎的。
When Paul wrote this letter, he was very solemn and very
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
啊，哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
啊，十一章第二节。
Verse 2.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，是要你们如贞洁的童女献给基督。我只把你们的心偏移邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就如蛇用诡诈诱惑夏娃一样。假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们得过的，你们就容让他吧。但我想，我一点也不在那些最大的使徒以下。保罗这边是提醒我们。
In verses 2-5, Paul reminds us,
这个信仰要持守。
That we have to keep the faith.
心不要偏移邪。
Our heart cannot be deceived and lean towards evil.
今天有些人他对信仰不认同。
Today there are people who don't agree with the faith.
真理不认同。
They do not agree with the truth.
他也对真教会不认同。
They also do not agree with the true church.
今天有人他讲他的观念。
Today there are those who share their conceptions.
哦，有人说我们信耶稣不必信教会。
Some people will say that we believe in
Jesus. 你有信耶稣就好了，教会都一样。
We don't have to believe in the church. The church, any church is the same.
但是教会一样，为什么教派那么多？
But why is it that there are so many denominations?
因为他主张的道理不同。
Because the teachings that they hold on to are different.
有的主张安息日。
Some promote the Sabbath.
有的主张洗礼。
Some promote baptism.
有的主张因信称义。
Some promote salvation by grace.
所以各有不同。
By faith.
那是教派。
Different Christian denominations are all
different. 教派很多了。
There are many denominations.
但是教会是一个。
But there is only one church.
这个是以弗所书第四章所讲的。
This is what Ephesians chapter 4 says.
他说一主一信一洗一灵一体一神。
We see there it says that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
就是一。
It is all one.
那为什么一？
Why is it one?
信仰是同一个嘛？
Because it is the same faith.
真理是同一个。
There is one body.
所以真的教会是一个。
So there is only one true church.
那教会是属耶稣。
And the church belongs to Jesus.
我们也是属耶稣。
We also belong to Jesus.
那教会是引人得救。
And the church is a place where people can be saved.
因为耶稣是教会全体的救主。
Because Jesus is the savior of the entire congregation of the church.
所以你信耶稣，当然就要信教会。
So of course, if you believe in Jesus, you have to believe in the church.
但是这个教会要属耶稣的教会。
But the church has to be a church that belongs to Jesus.
所以你对真教会要有认同。
So you have to agree with the true church.
那有些人又讲，
So some people say,
信圣经不必信教义。
If we believe in the Bible, we don't have to believe in doctrine.
你只要有信心,
you just have to have faith.
你怎么洗礼都没关系啊,
no matter how you are baptized, it doesn't matter.
你觉得滴水里有效, 你就信啊,
if you think the sprinkling works, then you can do sprinkling.
你觉得池子可以就相信啊,
if you think that a pool works, you can believe in that.
他说, 信而受洗, 必然得救。
They say because the Bible says, believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved.
他解释说,受洗没有讲什么洗啦。
And they say that the Bible doesn't say what type of baptism.
他说重点是相信。
And they say the important thing is believing.
所以你信而受洗必然得救。
So if you believe and are baptized, then you will be saved.
所以滴水也可以,池子也可以。
So sprinkling and pools are all the same.
所以有些人传福音。
So when some people preach the gospel,
道理还不清楚啊,
even before they understand the teachings of the Bible,
在他家的浴缸就洗礼了,
they are baptized in a bathtub.
结果洗完了他还搞不清楚,
and after they're baptized through a bathtub, they still do not know, and think that believing in Jesus is like this.
道理还不清楚,
and they do not understand the Bible yet.
那我们教会会比较慎重,
but in our church, we are more careful.
洗礼不是马虎的。
Baptism isn't something
we just do. 所以我们一定要持守这个真理。
So we have to hold on to the truth.
而不要把福音更改。
And we cannot change the gospel.
那有些人信耶稣。
But some people believe in Jesus.
他会看人的情面。
Because of different people.
而他不是看圣经的真理。
And they are looking at people and not the truth of the Bible.
以至于他有两难。
So that they are caught between a rock and a hard place.
有时候信仰跟亲情就在两难之间。
And sometimes they're stuck between their faith and also their relationships with others.
但是我们要知道所信的是什么。
But we have to understand what we believe in.
所以我们一定要能够 分得清楚,
so we have to be able to discern.
也要看得明白。
And also see clearly.
有一次我到 这个一个地方,
there was one time I went to a place.
有一个姐妹她因为是忧郁症,
and there was a sister who was suffering from depression.
她那时候还不是我们教会的,
who is not yet a member of our church.
那有人跟她讲说真耶稣教会有神迹,
and some people told her that in the true Jesus church there are miracles. When you pray, you receive the Holy Spirit.
所以她就来到我们教会慕道。
So she came to seek the truth at our church.
但是她 之前也跑了好几个教会,
but before that, she had visited many different churches.
那来到我们教会以后,
and when she came to our church,
她心中有一个为难,
she has a difficulty she's facing in her heart.
她觉得真耶稣教会有道理,
because she thinks
有这个得救的真理,
the true Jewish church has the gospel of salvation.
可是她原来的教会, 弟兄姐妹很有爱心啊,
but the church she originally belonged to had brothers and sisters that had a lot of love.
我是该来真耶稣教会，还是还在原来的教会？
So she thought to herself, should I come to a true Jewish church or stay with my original church?
她心中好像在拔河一样。
And it's like there was a tug of war in her heart.
所以她有时候礼拜六就来我们教会。
So sometimes on Saturday she would come to our church.
她的教会。
And on Sunday she would go back to her original church.
她也觉得那边的信徒对她不错啊。
And she feels that the believers there also treat her very well, and they have a lot of love.
那后来她也礼拜六又到我们教会,
and on Saturday she would come to our church again.
但是她觉得这样也很为难,
but then she feels that this is also very hard.
所以她就祷告主耶稣了,
so she prayed to Lord Jesus.
说主啊,
she said, Lord,
我这样礼拜六礼拜天哦, 两只脚踏两条船,
when I go on Saturday and Sunday, I have each foot on a different boat.
这样也不是很好的啦,
and this is not good.
你让我是不是能够很清楚的明白?
Can you help me understand very clearly?
我应该做一个选择,
that I can make a choice.
结果有一个晚上,
and one night,
她做了一个梦,
she had a dream.
梦见有一条路很大,
she dreamed that there was a very broad way.
在那条路上面的人很多,
and on this very wide way, there were a lot of people.
有一个圣诞老公公啊,
and there was a Santa Claus,
背着很多礼物,
that was carrying a lot of presents.
送给路边的人
that was giving the presents to everyone at the side of the road.
哦，她就是梦见这个景象
and this is the scene that she dreamed.
她以为是圣诞节到了吧
and she was thinking maybe it was almost Christmas.
不久又梦见一个梦
but not long after that, she had another dream.
就是有一条路
there was another way.
越走越小，越走越窄
the farther you go, the narrower it becomes.
那在路的尖端那里
and at the end of the road.
她有看到非常亮的荣光
She saw a very bright glorious light
有个十字架
And there was a cross there
花亮
A cross that was shining
那在那边有一个人
And there was a person there
十字架旁边有一个人
There was a person standing by the cross
跟她挥手
That was waving to her
叫她来这里
And telling her to come here
但是那个人是谁她看不到
But she couldn't see who that person was
因为太亮了
Because it was too bright
那她就往前走
And she started walking forward.
那快到那个荣光的时候，她就醒过来。
And when she was almost at that glorious light, she woke up.
哎，这个时候她就在想。
And at that time, she was thinking.
哎，那主耶稣给我答案了吗
？And didn't Lord Jesus give me the answer?
两条门路。
There are two ways.
一条是大路。
One is the wide and broad way with a lot of people.
那这一条不是得救的、啊。
And this is the way that does not lead to salvation.
那今天我信耶稣，怎么会信圣诞老公公呢
？And today, if I believe in Jesus, why would I believe in Santa Claus?
圣诞老公公拿很多礼物送给人家。
Santa Claus is passing out many presents to everyone.
这个是爱心嘛
？Even though this is love.
哦，因为他很有爱心啊。
Because he has a lot of love.
哦，每一个人都送他东西啊。
He's giving presents to everyone.
那我信耶稣，怎么会信这个爱心
？But if I believe in Jesus,
爱心是人的本分。
Why would I believe in love? Because love is a basic duty of all men.
那主耶稣让我看到另一个。
But Lord Jesus lets me see another scene.
这个路越走越小。
This way that becomes narrower and narrower.
天国路要努力走。
The heavenly way is for those who are diligent.
但是我今天要走到神的面前。
But today, for me to walk before God.
而且我相信的是十字架的救恩。
And if I believe in the salvation of the cross,
那我当然是信耶稣啊。
Of course, I believe in Jesus.
我怎么会信圣诞老公公呢？
Why would I go believe in Santa Claus?
所以他。做梦完以后
，So after she had these dreams，
她就毅然决然的就到真耶稣教会。
She decided to come to True Jesus
Church。那以前的教会，她本来还有侍奉
，And before she was serving
at our church， 还要帮助一些圣工
，And was doing some holy work。
她就跟那边讲了，她已经到真耶稣教会了。
She told that previous church she has come to True Jesus Church。
那当然有一些这个误会啊，跟啊这个攻击。
Of course, there was some misunderstanding and some people who attacked her, but thank God.
她也能够靠主得胜。
She was able to overcome all of this with the Lord.
所以这个信仰要传承，真理要传承。
So the faith and the truth has to have a succession.
我们也要把使命传承。
And we also have to pass on the commission.
包括我们在教会里面的侍奉。
Including the servitude in the church.
都要传承给下一代。
We have to pass all of these to the next generation.
带领这个年轻人。
We have to lead the youths.
哦，多参加教会的侍奉。
To participate, in the work of the church.
哦，让他们成为将来教会的柱石。
So that they can become the future pillars of the church.
还有我们真耶稣教会的精神。
And the spirit of the True Jesus Church.
我们有一家一体的精神。
Is the spirit of one family, one body.
而且我们的精神算是一个，这个像家庭一样。
And the spirit is the spirit of having one family and loving one another.
而且会互相帮助
and helping one another.
哦，而且我们的祷告
and our prayer.
大家非常迫切，很同心
Everyone prays very diligently and one accord.
所以百年灵恩世纪传承
So a 100 years of grace and spirituality.
我们有一句话说，十年树木
Sometimes we count things by decades.
哦，百年树人呢、啊？
And when we
你树木种十年哦，就可以长起来。
There's a saying that if you plant a tree for 10 years, it will grow.
但是人呢
？But for a person,
你可以看到它的永续经营。
You can see their beginning and their end.
哦，所以它是承先启后。
So that they will rise and they will fall.
而且是继往开来的。
And they will come and go.
那我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
我们最后来看诗篇七十一篇
，Psalm 71，
七十一篇的十七节
，Psalm 71 verse 17。
诗篇七十一篇的十七节
，Psalm 71 verse 17。
神啊，自我年幼，你教训我，直到如今，我要传扬你奇妙的作为。 神啊，我到年老头发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下一代，将你的大能指示后世的人。哦，这两节经文告诉我们
，In verses 17 and 18, it tells us
从年幼到年老
，From our youth to our old age
啊，从年幼到头发白了。
From when we are young to when our hair is gray, God does not depart from us.
我们也不离开神。
And we also do not depart from God.
那也求神看顾我们。
And we also ask God to watch over us.
能够把这个信仰传给我们下一代。
So that we can also pass on this faith to our next generation.
让我们能够世代相传。
So that we can pass this faith from generation to generation.
保守在神的恩典中。
And be preserved under the grace of God.
那我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
363首。
363.